Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 18th day of Adar Aleph, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Nedarim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey. There is a concept of Kedushas Haguf, and there's a concept of Kedushas Domim. What is the difference between the two? We're going to talk in our Mishnah about a different type of a neder. This is our Mishnah. Until now, we've talked about a neder, a vow made in a capacity that he makes something, an object, osur to him, or an activity that's osur. But here, if it's a shvua, but here we're talking here about actually donating something, making a neder that something is going to be holy, it's going to be kodesh, it's actually going to be donated to Hekdesh. And here we will learn about two different types of Nidrei Hekdesh, as it's called. One is Kedushas HaGuf, and one is Kedushas Dom. Now, Kedushas HaGuf, for example, is when you have an animal that's fit to be offered on the as a korban on the Mizbeach. When a person makes that holy, it becomes Kedushas HaGuf. It cannot be redeemed. You can't go to the treasurer and say, I'd like to redeem that animal. If it's an animal that's healthy and able and not blemished and can go on the Mizbeach, there's only one thing you can do with it, and that is offer it. It's called Kedushas HaGuf. However, Kedushas Domim would be an example of something that you can't offer it on the Mizbeach, like a garment or a stone. If you donate that to Hekdesh, it becomes what's called Kedushas Domim, because its Kedusha, its holiness, is limited to its value. You sell it, the treasurer of the Hekdesh will sell it, and they use the proceeds for Hekdesh. But the actual item becomes chulin then. Says the Mishnah, a person who sees a storm coming up and he's afraid it's such a powerful storm, it's going to rip up some planted saplings that he's got. So, and he declares, these netios, these saplings are korban. They're going to be a korban. In other words, they're osur. Im einon niktzotzos, if they do not get whipped, uprooted by the wind, by this storm. Or if there is a fire burning and he sees his talus, his coat, going to be burnt, and he says, talus u korban, this talus will be a korban, imein en nisrafes, if it's not going to be burnt. In other words, he is makdish, he declares to Hekdesh his plants or his talus, that they will be used then obviously for a korban, not themselves for korban, but the proceeds of sale will use for korban, if they will be saved today. And the day passed, and they were saved. What's the status of these plants? What's the status of this garment? Says the Mishnah, Yesh Lahan Pidyon. They can be redeemed. In other words, they are kodosh, they're holy, but the kedusha is limited to their value, to the domim, and therefore one can buy them out, one can redeem them, giving the proceeds to Hekdesh, and then the items will become chulin. But they have kedusha. Why can't we say that there's no kedusha? Because maybe we'll say it was all a mistake. Maybe he thought he was so sure that the wind would uproot them that he was happy to say, even if they're saved, there'll be a korban. And with a garment, maybe he was so sure it'd be burnt by the fire that he was happy to say, and if it's not burnt, it'll be a korban. But he didn't really mean to make it a korban. We don't say that. We don't call it a Hekdesh toss. Why? Because it's Dvarim Shebalev. It's something in his heart which is not, and it's not evidenced by his word. We can't tell that. There's nothing to prove that's what he meant. And therefore, we apply the principle of Dvarim Shebalev and Dvarim, something that's in the heart. It just, what you're thinking doesn't change the metzius, doesn't change the actual status. But, says the Mishnah further, Hari netiyos ha'elu korban ad sheyiktzitzu. Now, this is different. He says, I want these plants to be korban, to be kaddish, until they'll be cut. He didn't say if they won't be uprooted or if they won't be pulled out by the storm, but he says, I want them to be korban until they will be cut off or uprooted. Or he says, talus u korban ad shedisarif. I declare that this talus, this garment, this cloak of mine, doesn't mean a talus like we wear in shul, a talus. This garment, this coat, will be a korban ad shetisarif, until it'll be burnt. He doesn't say if it'll be burnt, he says until. That's different. Ein lahem pidyon. They cannot be redeemed. If a person who was makdishet, the person who donated and made this declaration, now wants to go and redeem those plants, or redeem that that garment, that talus, then the halacha is that the proceeds of sale will become will have kedusha, the money that he paid for it. But not only that, the plants themselves will become will remain hektish, as long as they haven't been cut, and the talus will remain hektish as a inverted commas, which he called a korban, until they will be cut. They do not go out l'chulin, basically. Why? Why is this different? Because here, he didn't say if they will be burnt, then that'll be then if they won't be burnt, or if they will not be uprooted by the wind. He said a definite statement. He said they will be a korban. They will be also hektish, and he said it with a definite with a definite statement about it. And therefore, what he meant to say is, or what that means is, that even if I will redeem it, I want it to, it'll stay kedusha. It'll still remain hektish until it gets burnt, or until it gets uprooted. And the implication, therefore, is that even if I'll redeem them, they will come back and remain kodesh. They will return and keep their kedusha. Now, the Gemara says, qualifies this. This is only if it's the person himself who was makdishet wants to redeem it. Then we say, because he made that statement, it'll come back to its kedusha again. Yes, he pays the money for the talus, and he paid $100 for the talus. That money is kedusha, but so is the talus then becomes back kodesh. Because that's what he said. I want it to remain kodesh until it'll be burnt. But what happens if someone else, a third party, comes to the temple treasury and wants to redeem it? That will come out l'cholim. They are capable of being paid to them. Even though the fruits or the natios, the plants, have not been cut, and even if the talus has not been burnt yet. Basically, if someone else is redeeming it, it becomes chulin. And not only is it now chulin for the person who was makdish at the third part, for the person who redeemed it, but even for the person who originally donated it, because he didn't redeem it, it'll be mutter for him as well. What's interesting to note is, and the Gemara questions this, what happens to the plants after the storm winds had uprooted them? What will happen then? Mishnah doesn't say. In the Hever Machlokes Amoraim about this, some say that he has to redeem it still, redeem it, give it one pidyon, and it'll be enough. Others say that once the plants have been uprooted, then there's no need to pay to them at all. And the Rambam Paskins like the latter opinion. Once it's been cut, doesn't need a pidyon, because he only said until they'll be cut, or until they'll be uprooted, they'll be kodesh. Afterwards, no problem. You can have an offer. Mishnah Vav. There is a famous rule when it comes to Nedarim. Haloich achar loshen b'nei adam. We follow the way people normally express their words. Very, very important. When you make a neder, you got to look at what type of a person made this neder, where he made it, the context in which he made it, what type of language they speak in the place that he made this neder, and we'll see examples of that now. Mishnah Vav. Hanoida Miryarda Hayom. A person who says, I hereby declare I vow never to have any hana, any benefit from those who go down to the sea, seafarers. Mutta biyashveha basha. He's allowed to have hana from those who don't go into the sea, who live life on dry land, who don't normally set sail. But miyoshveha yabosha, if he says, I hereby declare I'm not having enough from anyone on earth, anyone on dry land. He's forbidden to have enough from everybody, even from those who do go down to the sea, who are seafarers. Why? Says the Mishnah, because the expression of Yoshvei HaYabosha, when person says those who live in dry land, he means everyone on the planet. He means it includes also people who go on to the who are seafarers. Why? Because even seafarers ultimately have to come up, the Yabosha have to come up to dry land. And we don't just mean people who go down to the ocean, who go for a very short sea journey, like let's say from Akko to the port of Jaffa. We mean it includes Yoshvei Yabosha, when a person makes a neder from Yoshvei Yabosha, those who live in dry land, it includes also those who go out on the big ocean. Derech Rechoika. Lafarish means going out far away. They're also included in Yoshvei Yabosha, and he will be also to have a nod from them.